Hi, I'm Onas.
And I'm Grace.
We love the Wheel of Time fandom, and we love talking about why it's so special.
Our mission is to give back to the fandom through projects that amplify the fun and camaraderie.
I thought it was we make people cry.
Yeah, but in a good way.
This is
The Lights Work. Hello, and welcome back to The Lights Work. This is Grace, and I am here with my very flaming friend, Anas. How you doing tonight, Anas?
I'm doing goat-kissingly awesome.
That seems like a good way to be,
yeah.
So we are outside at JordanCon in the beautiful backyard courtyard at the, what's the name of this hotel?
The Crown Plaza at Ravinia.
Perimeter Atlanta at Ravinia.
Yes.
Those words, but not in that order. Melissa's looking at us like, nah, that was bad. And we love it out here, as we've mentioned before on the podcast. This is sort of a place of Lights Work origins. We were at one of these picnic tables.
This one.
Was it this one?
Yeah, it was this one. We were just landing. This is like, if the waves weren't tainted, this is like an island.
Okay.
And there's like actually trees out here. Yeah. Sorry if I'm moving the mic and you don't hear me. So this is like an island. This is the same island. I don't know if it's the same picnic table, but this is where we were at.
So what I remember, if this is the same island, the picnic table was farther back here, I think.
Yes.
It was not in this particular location. But anyway, we decided we wanted to have our live recording out here because it's such a magical spot. And we've got a few people we want to talk to. We've got a nice little group around the table right now eating some pizza. And we've got some folks that agreed to chat with us about JordanCon.
Yes.
All right.
So who do you want to start with?
Well, okay. I didn't see who finished their pizza first. It was sort of like an unofficial contest to see who would go first. But Alex is saying...
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, we've got a contender here. Yeah, okay. All right. So we had a last minute entry into the pizza eating contest. So I'm going to turn it over to the lovely Maria Simons.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome back to the Lights Work.
It's a pleasure to be here.
How are you liking JordanCon so far?
I'm loving JordanCon. It's awesome in every way.
Good. So is this the first time you've been outside this JordanCon or have you been out already?
Oh, I've been out a lot.
Yeah.
On the other side of the hotel, mostly, but...
Oh, okay. Okay. I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
One of the most exciting, fun, different parts of this convention this year is that we have Guy Roberts here. He's been amazing. Everyone's talking about him.
He is so amazing.
So amazing. What has been your favorite Guy Roberts moment?
Okay. Not exactly a Guy Roberts moment, but I was walking to the volunteer... headquarters to deliver something for the auction, and all of a sudden Brian came running up to me and he says, Maria, do you have a minute? Guy Roberts wants to meet you. And I'm like, oh yeah, I got a minute. Oh, this is heavy, let me put it in volunteer, we're almost there. And so he took me over to introduce me to Guy Roberts, and it was just like, be still my heart, I didn't have to chase him down. Somebody came to get me. It was just fabulous. And he's just absolutely wonderful to talk to. And I loved the costume contest where he chose the Uno as his judge's choice. Just beautiful.
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the things Guy has been really awesome at is he's a great storyteller. I mean, he's a stage actor. So he's been telling a lot of stories kind of behind the scenes. And I don't know if you heard the story of him, how he, you know, got the role of Uno, but then how he, you know, went through the whole process of how he came back as the hero of the horn. And it was something he kind of manifested out into the world, and it came back to him.
I have not heard all of that, no.
Yeah.
So he chose an Uno to win the costume contest. Is that what you're saying? Was it the one that has the horn?
His judge's choice. The one that had the horn.
Okay, yeah. So
when the gentleman walked on stage in the costume, Guy got up and was like...
cheering.
Expressing his appreciation. It was wonderful.
Yes. So for those of you who are not here, there is an Uno cosplayer who has a detachable horn that half of it attaches to the front of his mouth and the other half attaches to the back of his head so that it looks like he's being impaled on the horn. And it is very disturbing, but also really awesome.
Yeah. We got the chance to see Guy see that for the first time on Friday morning. And I think his words, one of his words out of his mouth were, "This is not okay." I think it probably gave him PTSD with the amount of... are there pictures, people are asking in chat? The costume contest, I think was even live streamed, but I'm sure the... Of the many Unos that showed up and cosplayed, I'm sure that one is there. So we'll try to find it and put it so people can see that. You know, Maria, JordanCon, you know, has a lot of different places to hang out. You know, there's this area outside here that we like a lot. There's the panels themselves. There's that upstairs couch. There's a little bit in the downstairs couch. Is there a specific area when you come to JordanCon where you kind of feel most, you know, that you're at JordanCon?
The picnic area.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. The hangout picnic area?
Yeah. I hang out there a lot. And this morning I was walking to the picnic area and suddenly there was a disturbance in the bushes beside me and a hawk flew really close by me over to the center thing and it scared me half to death. It was just like, wow, there's actual wildlife over here. We had a possum a couple years ago.
Yes, yes.
I remember that.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone said they saw one coming in this year. They saw a possum. Oh, very frequent, like right when they arrived.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know if you all heard that. That was Melindra. Do you want to say that, what you just said?
Yeah, one of the congoers said that they saw a possum right when they arrived, when they got here on Wednesday or Thursday, and it felt like JordanCon because there was a possum.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I would feel right at home if I saw that possum.
Costume idea.
Well, Maria, thank you so much for chatting with us.
It's my pleasure.
And thanks for coming to JordanCon, as you always do, and... You know, being so
okay.
Awesome.
I love coming to JordanCon. I told Jen and Jimmy years ago, if they wanted me not to come, it would cost them money. So I plan to be here, God willing, and the creek don't rise, as long as I can.
I love that.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Maria Simmons.
Yay! Maria Simmons!
All right. So that's awesome way to start, right?
Yeah, the best. So sitting across from us, we have the lovely... Melissa KJ. How's it going, Melissa?
Hello, everyone. I'm putting on my announcer voice today.
Ooh, I love it. I love it. So have you been out here yet, or is this your first time hanging out in the outside?
I have been out here before. I was out here yesterday having lunch, so that was great. But, you know, I'm local here to Atlanta, so this is perfect. You know, Atlanta, springtime weather, overcast, it'll rain tomorrow, but it's the humidity is low, and so it's really pretty to be out here today.
Yeah, so it was pretty hot yesterday and the day before, and even in the evening. So I took a little stroll with Sulin last night. We went down to the you know, little area with the tables through the woods, and it was pretty humid even after dark. But today is how I remember it usually being at JordanCon, where it's nice and cool, and there's a breeze, and it's like perfect.
Right. Yesterday was a little hotter than it normally is, but this is more than normal weather for this time of year.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're going to ask everyone their favorite Guy Roberts moment. And Melissa, what was your, like, you know, moment?
I think my favorite moment, I actually did get to see the moment where he first saw the cosplayer that had the, you know, the appropriate Uno costume with the impalement, you know. And so that was pretty cool. But I think the other Guy Roberts moment would probably be just with him on that first panel, season two in general.
Like a great, the great like, season two adaptation panel.
That was it. Yeah. That was it. And so it was just nice to hear those stories, you know, kind of behind the scenes, you know, of how things worked. And just to see the passion that he has as a Wheel of Time fan, you know, it's like, you know, a lot of times you don't necessarily see that with some actors, you know, they're they treat it with respect, but it's a job, you know, and it's so clear that with him, it's not just a job, but this is a dream come true, you know, because he's a fan. And so that's, you know, that was a great moment for me.
That whole panel, or anytime Guy Roberts talks, is just amazing. Yeah. Because I think he has that stage actor presence. Yeah. It's this kind of like, everyone look at me, you know, like he looks around. He looks at people in people's eyes. Right. It's really cool.
He makes you feel like he's like intimately talking to you personally.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a connection.
It's this very charismatic kind of way of just, you know, being there. Mm-hmm. And he's such an uber fan. You know, it's just so cool to him, for him to be like, you know, talk about his passion for the books and how he had read all the books before he even knew there was a TV show. And he picked up the books all those years ago. So, you know, everyone, whenever we ask people, you know, Jordan Kahn, this is what, number three?
It's number three for me.
Number three, yeah. And people say they come back and they love the people.
Right.
What is it about the people that makes you want to come back, or, you know, makes this fandom so great?
Well, I think it's just the kindness, you know. Like, I don't feel self-conscious, you know, walking around. Like, my first Jordan Kahn, I came by myself, and, you know, I kind of sat in the lobby for a little bit. I was kind of looking around. I was on my phone, like, I don't know, you know. And then, you know, and then Scout, who's over there, known as Tranfear, adopted me, you know. And next thing you know, I'm spending the whole Jordan Kahn, you know, with him. And so, and that just allowed me to get introduced to other people and just to recognize, you know, and also it was good to put faces to names. Like I'm on the Dusty Wheel chat a lot. And so there were names that I saw and I was like, oh, that's so-and-so, you know? So that was a good way to introduce yourself to people too, to say, hey, you know, I recognize your name from the chat, you know, or something like that. So I think it's just the kindness that, you know, that I've experienced from everyone in the fandom. I don't think I've had a bad interaction with anyone, whether it's just coming across them in the elevator or having a conversation, you know, in the lobby. It's all just been very positive and very kind and very open.
Yeah, I would totally agree with that. Literally any stranger that I say something to, whether it's hi or like make a comment about waiting for the elevator or whatever, there's always this wonderful positive energy from anybody that you talk to. You know, situations, I think I've said this before on the podcast, situations that I would not normally be comfortable in, I feel comfortable in. So like, for example, riding the elevator with two dudes on the elevator that I don't know, right? So it's like, okay, I'm on an elevator in a hotel, I'm going to my room, and there's two strange dudes that I don't know.
Right.
But I, in this fandom, I'm like, whatever, I trust them, you know? It feels good to be in like a safe environment
space.
Like that. Yeah, for sure. So we'll ask you the same question we asked Maria. Do you have a favorite spot you like to hang out? Like a particular upstairs couch, a downstairs lounge, a table, a booth? Yeah. Like, where is your place?
Yeah, there's like that back where the computers are, and you know, there's that area too.
I would kind of say the bar, but you know, good answer. That, you know, that's a nice place. But there's also a little part across from the upstairs bar. Like there's, you know, like a kind of benches with a little tables, because, you know, it's kind of been like a tucked away, but then I can see the rest of the lobby. So I can kind of still see what's going on, but be kind of, you know, away from it if I kind of just want to be off by myself for a little bit, but I can still see what's going on, you know?
Yeah. That's a good spot.
Yeah.
There's so many good spots.
Yeah. So, I was going to ask you, do you have a spot? Do you have a spot?
Right here.
Okay, really?
Yes. Picnic tables.
I mean, I think I definitely, this spot is good, but I don't want to hang out here the whole time.
No,
yeah.
Right.
So the second kind of place that I would hang out with is what I call the Theorylander nook couch area.
Yeah.
So there are not many Theorylanders here. I think there's only, I saw Ted, who's also known as AKA Winespring Brother in Dusty Chat. Hopper is another Theorylander here, but most of the other Theorylanders are not here this year. And so I kind of felt that emptiness there, but that is a cool area to hang out, because you go there at like 1 a.m. and it's like, you know, metaphysics, and you know, it's just fun, you know, it's just like,
yeah,
there's these areas that you go to and you know, just talk about stuff,
right.
You know, it's maybe not necessarily areas but people, but there's definitely in my head I've attached, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah,
I definitely associate certain areas with folks. Like, I remember my first Jordan Con, I had plans to meet up with Silvertooth, Robbie. We had met Dusty Chat, of course. And I remember just very clearly seeing him at the bottom of the stairs where the restaurant is. And
right.
I was upstairs. And it was like that, you know, slow-mo, like, ah, and you're running, you know, to hug each other. But like everybody I've met, I sort of remember like where I met them first and where I hugged them first. So it's kind of cool in that way. Melissa, anything else you want to share about your experience so far at JordanCon 24?
Well, I think it's just been, you know, fantastic. And it's been just fun to get away. And, you know, all of this is so very different from what I do for a living, which I'm sure is what for the same for a lot of people. So it's a really good break just to come and, you know, and just to be a big fat nerd, you know, and kind of let your nerd flag fly and be amongst people that are like-minded and, like I said before, just kind and welcoming. And so it's just great to have that break, you know, and to get to know people. So it's been wonderful. I plan to come back as much as I can. And that's what I'm feeling. That's what I'm feeling right now.
I love it. Thank you for sharing your feelings.
Thank you.
Yeah. So if you want to just pass your mic over to the person next to you.
It's my turn now.
It's your turn now.
LX Reads.
LX Reads. So, Anas, what does LX stand for?
The two letters L and X. The other name for this person is Alt Text Alex.
Right.
And I realized LX stands for Alex.
Like yesterday.
Not yesterday. It wasn't yesterday, but it was quite a long time in between knowing Alex and Alex before I made that.
Much longer than like the average person would need, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So Alex, aka LX, Anas was mentioning that like the couches that the Theorylanders were on seemed kind of empty, you know. And we have a lot of our friends who weren't able to make it this year. There's a lot of FOMOcon people, so much so that I started to feel FOMO of FOMO. And I like wanted to not be here so I could be with them in a way. So does the vibe feel different to you this year, Alex?
I think it feels different in that, well, so I only have one previous JordanCon experience to look back to. And so normal to me was whatever happened last year.
Yeah.
So there's a slightly different group of people, but a lot of the same people that I met last year are here. But I remember specifically like Saturday night last year, I was up until probably 2 a.m. sitting with Maury and Goat Brother and I think Robbie on the couches near the checkout. And I was sitting there earlier, like yesterday, and thinking, oh, that's, if that happens, it's not going to be with the same people.
Right.
And so it was like a happy, sad kind of feeling. Like, that was such a fun memory. And I'm looking forward to, I mean, I have been creating a lot of new fun memories, but I miss those guys. I wish they were here.
Yes. Yeah. I think they're definitely people we miss, but they're definitely people that will fill those spaces and experiences in a way that you don't know. You're not at Saturday night yet, right? Right? Mm-hmm. This is not, what is
it's
it today? What is it now?
It is Saturday, but it's not really Saturday.
Not late night.
Saturday. Yeah.
Yeah, the sun's still up.
Yeah. Okay, I know the answer to this question, but let me ask you. Is there a favorite spot that you have that you like to hang out at?
I don't know the answer to this question. Why don't you tell me? I think that I do like that spot up near the check-in desk because it's a little quieter.
Yeah, it's definitely that one.
you can still see people coming.
Yeah.
And my second favorite spot, though, is near the upper bar with your back to the bar because nobody can sneak up behind you.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yep. That's a good spot too. This lobby is huge. So if people who have not been here, this is a huge, amazing lobby, and there's a lot of places to hang out and just have fun with. Let me ask you your favorite Guy Roberts moment.
I mean, Melissa already said one of my favorites, so to not repeat her, I'm gonna say it was really funny when he showed up briefly on the Dusty Wheel and had to be bleeped.
That was like cool. That was fine.
You definitely didn't like black out or anything.
He was looking for Matt Hatch also.
I don't know what happened to the live chat for that video.
It had to be sacrificed for a good cause. Let's ask you our other favorite question to ask. You can answer this however you like. Rather than asking you what your favorite part of the con is, we know you're probably going to say people, but what is it about the people specifically that you've been enjoying so far this year?
I think it's the, I'm totally losing the word, the willingness to have fun that a lot of people have.
Ooh.
It's just like, People seem like they're kind of here to have fun and feel like safe having fun.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are less guarded than I think they normally would be in public. And it's really nice to see people in that comfortable state.
I agree. I have an example of that just struck me like earlier today. Black Tower Podcast was doing a live recording in the lobby, and they were asking people to come over and make trollic noises. And it was just crazy to me how many people, they asked like several people who were around me, and the people around me were just like, yes. And they walked like right over to make those noises.
I would never, and I did.
I know, like you would like not, if your order was wrong at a restaurant, you would not say anything.
Right.
But
right.
You would make trollic noises at JordanCon.
Right. Yeah.
So that's such, I'm so glad you said that because it's so true. It's like a very like, yes, I will do whatever and just kind of play, you know?
I don't know if this is a good thing.
It's not a good thing?
No, I'm just saying.
But like during Looney Theories last night, there was a certain someone who I could never imagine picking up a microphone who was just shouting out theories. And it's a really good evidence for the vibe of JordanCon that just makes people feel comfortable.
Yeah.
So before we, I like how you allowed us to segue to people shouting out theories because we want to talk to other people too. But in chat, I see people in chat. Why don't you share with us, if you've been here, what your favorite spot is to hang out, and also what you think is the reason why people are the best or one of the best reasons to come to a convention like JordanCon. We'll talk about that.
Yeah. Hi, everyone in chat. It's great to see your names on our screen, and we miss you a lot, and we wish you were here. But this feels good. It feels like you are here, so nice to see you all.
Yes.
So Alex, is one of those people that was shouting theories at this table with us by any chance?
I believe so.
Okay. I'm going to just pick a random person. We don't want to put them on the spot, so I'm going to pick a random person that we don't know if it was the person Alex is speaking of, but they are here at the table, and we definitely really want to talk to her. So I'm going to turn it over to the one and only Randalena. Hello, Randalena.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Welcome to the Lights Work.
Great to be here.
So have you been outside to this courtyard area yet this weekend?
I went on a bit of a tour, and that's about all the time I spent out here, but it's really nice.
It is really nice. I really like the glowy lights. That's something we haven't mentioned yet. We've talked a lot about the greenery and the waterfalls and stuff, but the glowy lights really make it.
It's very fantastical.
It is. It is. It works well for a fantasy convention, I think.
And it's great for the zombie apocalypse. You need that illumination for safety.
For me, it's the water white noise.
Oh.
The water white noise is like perfect.
Yeah. And if you need to take a nap, it's built in.
I hate like other water fluid noises. I don't know why I said fluid.
Never fill your drink in front of Anas. He will like stab you.
I will throw something at you, not. But this is really good.
So am I napping wrong at JordanCon? Because whenever I go to my room to nap, I cannot sleep. So should I be napping out here with the white noise? Is that what would help?
I mean, it is very soothing.
Yeah, it really is.
Just kind of, you know, find a nice soft place, take a nap, you know, as one does.
Yeah. Oh, we've got a comment for you in chat, Randalena.
Oh, no.
From Ashikova. She says that your cosplay costumes are awesome.
Thank you.
You want to tell us about one of your costumes from this weekend?
I think my favorite so far was my Rand the Vampire Slayer one. When I was reading Wheel of Time for the first time, it was just a few years ago, and I couldn't help but notice how similar Rand and Buffy's stories were. They followed a very similar arc of the reluctant chosen one, and so it really stuck with me, and I needed to embrace it. And since I am the official Light's Work fan casting of Rand, I felt I had to lean into it.
Yeah, you
a
are.
A little bit. Mm.
Sorry.
Yeah, so this is crazy. So you noticed similarities between Buffy and Rand,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, I'm going to cosplay as Rand the Vampire Slayer?
Yes.
Do you know, back in the day, Theoryland was a forum where people talked about theories online about the Wheel of Time?
I've heard it mentioned.
Yeah, so it was all about the Wheel of Time. At some point, there were people who wanted to talk about Buffy. And they had on their homepage, a link to the Buffy forums. They never took off, but it was there.
If only I had been around, it would have been my personality even more.
So I mean, there are, it's like the, you know, the next turning of the wheel. I mean, it's still happening, you know. That's pretty cool.
Behind the curve, ahead of the curve, really.
I mean, no, you're yes, exactly that. Mm-hmm. Yes. The end is the beginning, and the beginning is the end, right?
Yes. Yeah. So, Randalena, do you have a favorite Guy Roberts moment from this weekend?
Personal moment was probably the moment where I almost ran into him because I was looking at my phone and not paying attention. And I look up, and he was, like, right here, which would have made a hilarious, traumatizing, I need to change my name, flee the country moment. But, like, more professional, just his story of being cast and how much it meant to him. Like, he's as connected to these stories as we are, and hearing his passion and his emotional draw to the story, it felt like I was talking to any one of you. I was just listening to his story, and it felt like listening to one of you talk about a favorite character and being connected. I was like, yeah, that's our guy. I get it.
Yeah, he really is one of us.
Yeah.
Like, when you meet him, he just feels like anyone you would meet at a Wheel of Time convention.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He gets it.
He gets it. He gets it. And he's really the perfect guest. If you were to pick, like, any cast member from the Wheel of Time, he's perfect. So I'm really glad that we
Fantastic.
Are allowed to talk to him.
Yes.
But we love you, Rosamund, Yosha, Dono, Maddie, Zoe, Marcus. Priyanka, please come.
Yeah,
we want to meet you.
Please.
So, anything else that stood out to you about this weekend? Have you had any other fun, special moments?
This is your first convention, Wheel of Time convention. First time meeting a lot of people you've been hanging out with online, right?
Yeah, this is my first convention of any sort. Y'all are the best. Like, that's my thing. I've not had a moment where I didn't feel like I was surrounded by love. Even when I was overwhelmed or feeling anxious, I knew that if I needed to run off, you guys were like, okay, yeah, she'll be back, and that's fine. And it's made me come out of my shell quicker than I ever have before. Yeah, y'all are the best.
I'm so happy to hear that. It's always really great to make sure that new folks feel welcomed and loved and cared about, taken care of. So
it's a great experience for the socially anxious introvert in us all.
For sure. So you've only been here 3 days now?
That sounds about right.
About three and a half days maybe. And it's your first con. Have you found a special spot, like a special location you like to hang out?
Like joining the crowd, I really like the upstairs bar. The little table areas. I can kind of watch everyone and be really close when I need a little extra liquid courage. And it's just a really comfortable, cozy little space where more people can come join you if want, but it's isolated enough if you just need your alone time.
I mean, you're right. There's so many moments like that where you're like, I feel comfortable here, mm-hmm. and you know, I'm going to go to that person or go to that place to feel like that.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for chatting with us. And who is Jordan Con staff around here? Is there any staff member around here? Oh, Lubin!
Oh my gosh, how lucky we are that he's here.
Hi, hello.
Yeah, Lubin. Lubin did the lights work for us today. Lubin took some photos of us getting set up and hyped us on Twitter. Thank you so much. Tell us a little bit about your Jordan Con origin story, Lubin.
I first came to Jordan Con in 2018. I had literally finished the books like a week before, so I knew nobody. I had binged the books over like a 4-month period, and so I came to Jordan Con because I was like, hey, I've never been to a convention before. I had recently moved to Atlanta a few years ago, and so I didn't really know anybody local, and I was like, I need some friends. Like, I'm getting tired of just hanging around the house. So I came to Jordan Con, and it was interesting, right? Because, like I said, I didn't know anybody, and it was a little difficult to get to know people for me. I am very socially awkward and very introverted, and so even among fellow nerds, it's a little bit tricky for me to open up. But I really enjoyed the experience, and so I came back the next year, and then the next year, and then I had to skip a year because of COVID, but whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you've been a lot of help, because I see a lot of the stuff on Discord, socials, just, you know, hyping things up, helping out with all of that. So thank you for doing all that.
Yeah, of course. We've really been trying to up our communication game this year, especially Discord. We created it for JordanConline, I think is the official term, which was our 2020 mini online convention.
Yeah.
And it kind of sat there for a while because nobody knew what to do with it. And a couple weeks ago, I was like, well, we need to do something with it. So let's try to use it to push out updates. And I think it's been working well. I would love any feedback that people have at the end of the convention so we can make it better for next year.
Yeah, no, I've definitely looked at those announcements too. Like, there was that, and I could be wrong, I think the con suite opened early on Friday. Is that right?
Yeah.
Like, there's something like that happened, and I was like, oh, I know what's happening. Even though I'm not going there, I can tell you. So thank you for doing that. So you said you've been coming to Jordan Con, this hotel, for a little while. Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite spot you like to hang out at?
Yeah, I really like the spot. It's in the lobby, kind of over, right by the elevators. There's that set of, there's that chair and that set of couches over there. And I really like that because I know a lot of people here at the convention, and, I'm often kind of running around between places, taking pictures, going to panels for a few minutes, and I don't really get to see people. So when I have downtime, it's kind of nice to be able to sit there, and I might catch somebody that I haven't seen all weekend. I actually just ran into somebody who was like the people that I really connected with the most in my first Jordan Con. I haven't seen them all weekend, and I just ran into them a couple minutes ago out here in this little courtyard area. And so I really like having those opportunities to connect with people, especially because a lot of the people that I've known for a while here are also staff. And so it's kind of like never the twain shall meet, right? Like, if I don't try to find time to meet up with them, I will not have that opportunity.
So whenever I think of you at Jordan Con, I immediately think of a crown. And in chat, we've got a few comments. King Lubin, is there a story behind the crown?
There is. It's not a huge story. So I don't know how many of the people here like of the Lights Work knew about Tiara Time. But Tiara Time has its origins with Jen Liang, the convention founder and our current chair, because she was running for the con chair at another convention. I believe it's Deep South Con. The con chair changes every year. And so she had a bet with her husband that she could make it, and he promised to buy her a tiara if she won. And she did win it. So Tiara Time kind of became a thing here at the convention, where all of the ladies and anybody who identifies as a woman will wear tiaras, and anybody who doesn't, it really doesn't matter, right? Anybody can wear a tiara. And so I found out about this at my first convention, and so my second one, I was like, well, I'll wear a crown too. And so I found this cheap felt crown for like $20 on Amazon, and I purchased it, and it has kind of become a defining feature of me at JordanCon ever since then.
That's awesome. So you're not a king?
We are definitely a king. You may address us as Your Majesty.
That is awesome. So, you know, you talked about the people, meeting people in certain areas that you didn't meet. And a lot of people talk about the people being the best kind of, you know, thing about JordanCon or any convention like this.
Mm-hmm.
What's your kind of thoughts on why the people? You know, what about the people?
I think it's because so many of us maybe have a similar background, right? We're all, I think a lot of us are pretty introverted. A lot of us are probably pretty socially anxious. And a lot of us just really like fantasy and the fantastic and speculative fiction in general. And I think we all kind of come here looking for a sense of connection, looking to find a place where we belong. And so when you get people like that together, I think it's just naturally easy for them to become drawn together and to start feeling like each other are family.
I mean, that is so awesome. I mean, I feel like everyone we asked that question, they were like, we love to connect, connection. You know, it's just...
is this the dark's work now? Is that what we're doing?
How dare you?
I mean, like, literally, I was like, no way Lumen is going to say connection. And he said connection.
Okay.
I'm very invested in this convention.
Shut it down. Shut it down. We're done here. thank you so much, Lumen. We have one more question before we let you go. What has been your favorite Guy Roberts moment of the weekend?
Okay, so I haven't heard every single one that got mentioned. I was a little distant earlier, but so forgive me if I repeat myself, but I was there on Friday when Guy Roberts met the Uno cosplayer and had the little horn that came through his mouth. I mean, not really, but you know what I mean. And it was great, right? Like, that was an amazing moment. And I think, you know, beyond that, I've really loved seeing him come on, like, the Dusty Wheel, and he had a brief appearance on Threefold Talk, and it's been really cool just to see him interact with other fans because, you know, he, as people mentioned, like, he is a fan just like us, right? He is, I think, somebody who is also looking for that connection.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just been really cool to see him get the opportunity to connect with us and to give us whatever brief moments of time that he can.
Awesome. Thank
you so
much.
I swear that was not my intent. You know, that
my God.
What? It wasn't. I think that was the first kind of moment where a lot of people were around before the con started and Guy was in the lobby. What was your favorite Guy Roberts moment?
No, don't ask me that.
No, why?
I mean, I feel like this is a very, I don't know, everyone
selfish.
Likes, yeah, I mean, everyone likes when people say nice things about you. So I, like, when I saw Guy Roberts the first time, yeah, Melindrin is next to me nodding her head. I don't know if he said this to, like, every person that he knows is a content creator or what, but he just like, looked at me and he's like, I love everything you do. And I, like, died. And he gave me a hug. And, like, yeah. I was not expecting that at all.
Yeah.
I was like, I saw him come in, and people were like, oh, my gosh, it's Guy. And, like, he walked by a few times. And when he came in, Alex is saying that when Guy arrived is his favorite moment.
So when Guy arrived, I was sitting with a couple people in the lobby, and he and his daughter kind of just went down this, like, through the stairs. And somebody went like, wait, is that Guy?
Yeah.
And then, like, we were like, play cool.
Be cool.
then they came
and
back
and he's so
up.
Handsome, too, by the way. Like, we were like, oh, you know, people always tend to look better in person.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, oh, wow. Like,
yeah, he's very well-dressed
as
well.
And just, like, the way he walks and
he's
got just
good,
like,
posture.
You can't help but look at him. Yeah. Stage presence, yeah.
But he passed through the lobby a couple more times, sort of going through his, like, con schedule, probably. And every time the groups in the lobby sort of all flattened and pointed towards him almost like a sunflower as people were trying to, like, watch him without being too obvious.
Yes.
But it was the most, like, the funniest crowd behavior that I've ever seen, because every single group that I could see just, like, turned and followed him with their eyes.
What I remember of that is like when you went downstairs, I don't know how it happened, but like somehow it came up and I like went down to talk to him, didn't I?
Oh yeah, like, we sent you on a mission. Yeah, we were like, Anas, go down there and like find
him.
Okay,
I'll do it.
What is he doing? What is he doing? Yeah. Yeah, but then you ended up at the bar with Jerry, though.
Yeah, I just hung out with Jerry, and I was like, okay. Yeah. And then I came back up. He was chatting with a group of people, and he, like, turned, and he looked at me, and he just, like, he's like, bring it in, bro. He didn't say that. But, like, he had that, like, you know.
I
was like, oh, okay, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know. Not that I don't know you, but, like, I didn't know you know who
right.
I am.
Like, I was fully expecting to be like, oh, I do this, and I do this, and, like, you know, I'm a big fan. It was just really nice. And,
no, I think he's mentioned this a few times, right? He is a big fan of the books. He's a big fan of the fandom,
right?
And all the things that people do. So one of the things he shared is that he, you know, went online and found the fandom and saw everything that's on there, right? And was like, this is so cool. And he gets really excited by all of that, you know? And that's why he wanted to pour water this morning and, you know, be... you know, earn G and be, you know,
which he did.
Yes. So that, you know, so it's moments like that, you know, that mm-hmm. are just awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So was that your favorite moment? The bring it in, bro.
I think that, but I've had a couple more where like he's just been like, you know, like this, like walking by and just like, it's just like, oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the informal little like
he's like, you know. Like you know, once you're like, you know, hanging out with like just fans, right? Like he is just a fan who's also a cast, right? So
okay, thank you.
People listen. Cake followed by pizza. And this year, did you see the cake this year? Penny's cake?
No, I saw a penny cake, but I did not see that penny cake.
Oh, you have not seen the Val and Luca?
I have not.
Menagerie cake?
I think she had posted a sneak peek somewhere.
Yes.
I think maybe on our Discord.
Yes.
So I saw that, but I did not see the whole cake.
The whole cake is... the charity auction should be done. Yeah, it's over. So I don't know how it happened. Do they always, like, whoever buys the cake cuts the cake? Everyone gets to eat the cake? Because that's what happened last year and the year before.
I'm not sure. I think Dragon Mount got the cake.
Oh, this year?
Yeah, I think so. Because there was some talk in the Dragon Mount.
So I'm like, pretty sure
they're gonna share the cake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you find out where the cake is, go there. All right. So yeah, I think I like that moment. There's these small moments. Like just now upstairs, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was walking by and he just like came and sat with us and that was pretty cool.
Yeah. And I mean, he could easily just ignore people when he's not doing official con work. He could just go to panels and do his official interviews and could easily just be that, but he's not that. And he talked a little bit about that when he was talking about Rosamond and her work on the Wheel of Time and how she hangs around even when she doesn't hang around and how he felt that that was, he really looked up to that. And he definitely does the same thing.
Yeah.
He sort of just embodies that. Like, I'm here. I'm not above anybody. I'm just part of this group.
I definitely saw that, you know, group of people. And then he'd be like, hi, I'm Guy. To, like, everyone. and you don't need, like, it's, I would find that hard to do.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, nobody. Right? So, like, Guy is, like, that's just awesome.
Yeah, he's pretty amazing. We have someone else on our list that showed up about halfway through our podcast recording, and I got extremely distracted when I saw her. I'm wondering if she might want to come over and talk to us just briefly.
Coming over is...
Hi, Sulin.
Hi.
So can you... you don't have to squat down there. You can sit.
Thank you.
Can you tell us a little bit about the cosplay that you're currently wearing?
Well, the theme is Val and Luca's Marvels and Wonders, which is a circus costume. I felt that I'd already put in my time by doing a Sulin cosplay, and this was cheap and online, and I thought really clever by buying an elephant onesie to be a Shreddit.
That is awesome.
Yes, so I just about died when I saw Sulin come down from the steps into the courtyard in an elephant onesie.
I thought it was a narwhal.
I did wonder. At first, it took me a minute.
Jesus.
No, I didn't see those ears. I didn't.
Sulin, you can choose your own question. So this is our list of questions here. Okay. Which question would you like to answer?
Favorite Guy Roberts moment. I had a chat with him and Isabella yesterday. He recognized me straight away because we met him in Prague last year. Knew who I was. I'd actually been emailing him about a work thing. So it was nice to sort of be able to chat about sort of other things that weren't Wheel of Time, you know, mm-hmm. other parts of our lives, like, you know, Guy's the artistic director of the Prague Shakespeare Company, and I work in theatre. So we were talking about all the cast of the Wheel of Time productions that are on in the West End at the moment, and he was very jealous that I've seen them all. So.
Yeah, super cool. I actually saw Camille today was dressed as Donald Finn in Hadestown. It was amazing.
Yes, they were. Camille's outfit is absolutely inspired, and they only decided to do it like last week. So pulling that together so quickly, and yeah, and we're going to get to see Donald in like 2 weeks' time at Hadestown. So going again.
I'm not jealous at all. thank you, Sulin. Thanks for coming over. And yeah, should we, you want to wrap up or?
Sure, let's wrap up.
Okay. I don't know. I wanted to comment on the nature that was happening as we were talking. Like there were things falling on our heads.
And, cultivation like, spren.
Leaves. You almost fell into the bushes earlier. So there's a lot of nature happening here, but it's nice. So yeah, thanks everybody for joining us here. Please eat more pizza. I think there's a lot left. And everybody in chat, it's been great to see you in chat. Oh, we might have a last minute guest joining us.
Yeah,
we tried to hype our pizza party to a lot of people, but we didn't know who might actually come to the pizza party. But last minute guest, everybody, Dr. Michael Livingston. Hey, how's it going?
It's going well.
Oh, am I being seen? Don't look at our notes.
What are these notes?
Those are notes.
What the? She did.
Dr. Livingston just sat in front of Anis's laptop, and all of our secrets are on there. No.
All of them.
So what has been the best part of JordanCon this year for you?
Other than this moment right now, and that man shouting in the background, having a good time. I mean, it's been amazing, right? Just because everybody's so cool. Like they always are.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's been some amazing stuff, like getting to meet people that I'd not met before, mm-hmm. Signing a lot of books for people that didn't have the book signed before. And there was some amazing stuff in the charity auction. Mm-hmm. Like it was just a really cool event.
Yeah, yeah. I like the auction every year. It's really cool. Did you bid on anything?
I bid up the price on several items.
Okay.
I failed to win a single one of them.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah, but that's okay. That's okay. Money was raised, and that's the important thing.
For sure. Do you want to tell us which items?
I tried to win the mini desk.
Oh, so, the diorama.
Yeah. That Anna Savage did. Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah. If you have not seen, not the diorama, but the picture that Dr. Livingston took with it and put on Twitter and his excited face, you should go watch it, see that.
Yeah. Well, she had said she was building it, and you know, it's one of these things. Somebody says, I'm going to build a miniature of the desk that you sit at every day. And okay. And she did. And it's amazing. It was so cool. So yeah, I was really excited to see that. Tried to get it, failed. And then there was an amazing bobblehead of Robert Jordan.
Yes. Yeah.
That I tried to win because I thought, how cool would that be to have the Robert Jordan bobblehead
on
Jordan's desk? Right. I was like, that would be like amazing. But it blew right past my hopes and dreams.
Right.
So
okay. Yeah. I mean, those are probably two of the highlights. I mean, there are a lot of cool stuff, but those two things were really cool. The other, you know, kind of you are guest of honor, author guest of honor, Harry Jordan Kahn. And that's
so they
pretty
keep
cool.
telling me. Yeah.
And there's another special guest who was here, a cast of the Wheel of Time TV series, Guy Roberts. So we've been asking people what their favorite Guy Roberts moment
meeting him and stuff.
Yeah, like, you know, like or meeting him or seeing him on a panel or talking.
Oh, he's a tremendously nice guy. I've enjoyed getting to know him a little bit. His entrance was killer in the opening ceremonies. Like, that was not fair, you know, because it was like, oh, we're all here, and then he comes out, like, nailed it, killed it. It was so good. It was so good. He's just a cool guy.
Yeah.
Can you describe his entrance for people who weren't at opening ceremonies and for the folks in chat that are not here?
Oh, my God. He posted a short video of it that is our take, and it's fantastic. I don't even know how to describe it. Like, he burst out from the curtains, like, screaming how Uno Bloody Namaste. Like, it was
nice.
In top character. Of his lungs, like, in character.
Yeah.
Like, just brought the house down. It was fantastic. The only thing it was missing was, like explosive, like, fireworks, like, coming out.
Oh,
you know, like,
yeah.
Woo! And, like, then it
would was Aludra?
We need Aludra. But other than that, I mean, it was really, really cool. And, you know, he's just a nice guy, right? Like, sometimes you meet folks and you're like, oh, that person turned out to be not
right.
cool.
Yeah.
And like so many people associated with, like, the Wheel of Time, it's like, he's a genuinely cool guy.
Yeah.
And that's really nice. That's a relief, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we've talked to a few folks, and everybody's talking about why they love the people in this fandom so much. And most people will say, what's your favorite part of the convention? They'll say it's the people. Is there something in particular you love most about this crowd?
You know, to me, I always feel like I'm an outsider to it in the sense that, not that everybody's not welcoming, right? But like I kind of came to it late or whatever. And so despite that everybody is so welcoming, I find just extraordinary. Like, everybody greets me like an old family member. Mm-hmm. I said old. Yeah, I'm old. Okay. So like an old family member, welcome back, you know. And that just is every year so awesome, right? It's a family reunion.
Yeah.
And even though I kind of came late to the family, I think, nobody seems to care. Like, so cool.
Yeah, I mean, that welcoming nature, the you're one of us now, we'll take care of you kind of feeling you get. Yeah, that's pretty cool. One other thing, you know, to kind of end, we asked pretty much everyone we've had on today, is this lobby, this hotel, like the Jordan Con place that we have now that the convention's been at for many years.
Yeah.
It's huge. There's a lot of, like, we're out here in the courtyard. We love this, you know, this is kind of how our podcast started. We asked people why they like the Wheel of Time and what got them into it at pretty much this picnic table. Do you have a favorite spot, you know, where you like to kind of hang out in the lobby, in that area?
I do. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you come here a few times, you're like, that's my spot. There's some couches. There's a stairway that comes down from the main lobby to kind of a lower bar area for those who haven't been here. And there's some couches, like, just right around the corner there that, I don't know, they're comfy. The chairs are comfy. I feel like it's right there. I can see anybody I need to see. And it's in close proximity to the bar. So
I didn't realize.
I like that spot.
Okay, so you are a downstairs bar person? Is that what you're saying?
I didn't know there were camps.
Okay. Well, I've decided that there are.
Oh, because, okay.
Yeah, I decided just last night that I am infinitely more comfortable at the upstairs bar.
Oh, I see.
Something about the downstairs
one of those.
Bar. I was there with Daniel and Sulin last night. And shout out to Daniel, by the way, because Daniel brought us plates and napkins to go with our pizza. Anas was going to make people bring their own napkins, but
B-Y-O-B.
Daniel, no. Wow. But Daniel decided,
what
no,
kind
this
of
is.
Monster would do that.
He is a monster. And
what
this is the lights work. This is the lights work.
That's not okay. That's not okay.
Not okay. So Daniel did the lights work for us by doing that. But anyway, Daniel and I were chatting, and we were waiting for a drink at the downstairs bar.
Yeah.
And just did not have good energy. We did not feel
really?
The energy. Yeah.
Really?
I'm so
sorry.
The upstairs bar just seems really chill. Like,
Maybe I need to hang out at the upstairs bar more.
I don't know.
That's the lesson right there, is I got to go there.
So you'll bring the energy.
I mean,
you drain all the energy.
Maybe, like, the downstairs bar was bad because I was down there. Like, I was like, right? You're like, oh, that's the one. And it was better where he wasn't. That might be it. I don't know.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thank you for hanging out.
Of course.
And
of course.
And chatting with us. And, you know, we're all fans here. And thank you for, you know, writing a book. That was pretty cool.
Oh, it's awesome. Y'all.
I heard
anytime.
It might be a trilogy.
Y'all just keep on doing lights work, all right?
Aw, thank you. You too. Okay, so I think we're going to end it there.
Yeah.
Unless there's anything else you want to
chat about. No?
That was okay. Thanks, Dr. Livingston. All right, so that's it for today. If you like what we do here at The Lights Work, please follow us on social media. You can find us on Twitter at Lights Work Pod, Instagram at The Lights Work. You can join our Discord server where we have a lot of lovely people who were in chat with us today and will be in the future when we do other live recordings, which we'll probably do one at WattCon, I would say. Yeah?
Yes.
And you can also sponsor us on Patreon if you would like. And until next time, it's your turn to go out into the world and do the Lights Work.
The Lights Work is a Wheel of Time fandom podcast hosted by Anas and Grace.
The Lights Work is in no way affiliated with the Children of the Light.
Please leave us a review on your podcast platform of choice, follow us on social media, or sponsor us on Patreon.